Indiana collects $500 million in sports betting handle in March. The Indiana Gaming Commission has released its wagering report for March, showing a year-on-year improvement in betting activity. In the month, the state posted a sports betting handle of $500.7 million, a rise of 15% compared to the $433 million it got in the same month in 2023. The total also surpassed February 2024's handle of $408.6 million. Significantly, March's total bets represented the fourth time in 4 years that the state would exceed the $500 million mark. However, in terms of revenue, Indiana witnessed a year-on-year decrease of 7.94% during the month. The state's 13 approved operators reported $39.4 million as combined adjusted gross revenue, falling below the $42.8 million posted in March 2023. Compared month to month, the figure rose by 4% to February's $37.9 million. The Hoosier State achieved its highest revenue month in January this year at $53.5 million, exceeding the previous record of $51.2 million set in September 2022. DraftKings tops Indiana's March sportsbook charts. March saw DraftKings, in partnership with Ameristar Casino, claim the highest betting activity in the Indiana market with a handle of $186.5 million. The operator generated a revenue of $13.8 million from the total bets. FanDuel, partnered with Blue Chip Casino, had the second highest handle at $136.5 million. However, it got the highest revenue in the state at $16.2 million. BetMGM, affiliated with Belterra Casino, secured third place in March with a $43.4 million handle and a revenue of $3.1 million. Caesars Sportsbook posted $27.4 million in handle and $1.5 million in revenue. Penn Entertainment-owned brand ESPN Bet rounded off the top five with $21.1 million in handle and $1.1 million in revenue. FanDuel, which joined the Indiana sports betting market in February, reported a handle of $12.5 million and $759,438 in revenue in March, its first full month of operations in the state. The retail sportsbook sector in Indiana also had a positive outing in March. The state's 14 brick-and-mortar sportsbooks yielded $1.7 million in revenue from a $15.3 million handle. March's receipts represent a substantial improvement in Indiana's retail betting sector, especially considering that just a month earlier, physical sportsbooks reported only $369,210 in revenue. Terre Haute Casino Resort opens. Last Friday, Indiana's 13th commercial casino, Terre Haute Casino Resort, opened its doors after nearly 3 years of planning and construction. Situated near the Indiana-Illinois state line, approximately 150 miles directly south of northwest Indiana, the new Churchill Downs Casino boasts 1,000 slot machines, 36 live table games, a poker room, and a cutting-edge sportsbook.